Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I'd like to share with you this very short, cute little poem that my dad actually used to share with us when my sister and I were teenagers and we were pretty new to driving. And it's from Dale Carnegie. And I just think to myself, gosh, this applies to so many things. I'm going to read it and then let's break it down a little, shall we? So here's what Dale Carnegie said. Here lies the body of William J., who died maintaining his right of way. He was right, dead right, as he sped along. But he's just as dead as if he were wrong. Let me repeat that. Here lies the body of William J., who died maintaining his right of way. He was right, dead right, as he sped along, but he's just as dead as if he were wrong. So think about that. It's true. We can do the right things. We can be in the right. And accidents can happen, right? Like this fictional man in this poem who's following the rules, following the traffic signs, doing it correctly, and yet he is still dead. There's an old saying, right, about how you can be right or you can be happy. To me, this is about so much more than driving. Of course, it's be practical and safe on the road. Pay attention, right? Always be aware. But don't we sometimes destroy relationships? Needing to dominate arguments, proving our rightness. Maybe we are factually correct. Maybe we can Google the answer and prove our rightness in any way. But how does that help you? You know, it's interesting. I worked with a client once and he said to me, Susie, I always thought that people wanted to be corrected. Like I actually do know the correct answer to quite a few things. He actually worked in the finance space. And he's like, I just want to, you know, jump in and set people straight. And I said, you know, in the words of Dr. Phil, how's that working for you? And he came to me because he was experiencing quite a lot of friction and quite a lot of blowback. And his relationships, including with his brothers at the time, were challenged because this man, he was always right. And then I think about it in the context of this poem, right? This driver, he's doing everything right. He is correct. And he still loses. Where can we be doing this in our lives? Proving our rightness. Directly calling out people's mistakes, thinking that there's something noble about that. Human beings are emotional beings. We don't want to be set straight. We want to be seen and heard and understood. And the way to win with people isn't to prove your correctness and your rightness in this way that's dominating or that's just for clarification purposes. We want to be a little softer. We want to be a bit more humble. We want to think about really the big picture here. Is it about the perfect facts and data and statistics and getting it right? Or is it about keeping harmony in your relationships and maybe dancing with life and dancing with people a bit more thoughtfully, with a bit more consideration and care? This, my friend, can completely transform your relationships and because relationships determine our success, it has a direct impact on where to from here for you. Until tomorrow, my friends, so much love and ease. Hey, friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.